Latinos are expected to be the largest racial or ethnic minority voting bloc in the upcoming election. According to the Naleo Educational Fund, every month 60,000 Latinos turn 18, and many will be voting for the first time in this year's election. Connecticut Public Radio's Brenda Leon brings us the voices of two young Puerto Rican voters living in the state. They're part of a diverse Latino voting bloc, and the issues that bring them to the polls reflect this.
Nina Vasquez left her hometown of Aguado, Puerto Rico when she was 13 years old and moved to Meriden with her family.
I consider my family a economic refugee. The reason why we left was because of an economic downfall in Puerto Rico, and then we were planning to go back a few years later, but it never could happen.
Vasquez is 23 years old now and currently pursuing her master's in Latino and Caribbean studies at UConn. But she's been struggling about whether to vote for the Democratic Party like she did in 2016. She says her family and others are still feeling the impact of the Promesa Bill, a measure enacted under the Obama administration when Joe Biden was vice president. It's an issue that is very important to Vasquez.
A lot of debate that you're hearing is, well, why are we going to vote Democratic when they're the ones who put us in this situation and made everything worse?
Vasquez says she still sees the island as her home. She hopes to return to her hometown of Aguado one day, but the economy in Puerto Rico makes it difficult for young people like her.
A lot of us can't get jobs on the island, or we're being paid this very sad minimum wage, which it could start at $4.25 an hour. And a lot of young people are leaving the island because of this Promesa Bill.
Young Latinos make up 22% of Generation Z, one of the most ethnically diverse voting blocs in the history of the United States. However, many young Latinx voters say the national campaigns don't speak to the variety of issues they care about. Joseph Vasquez is among that group and is also Puerto Rican, no relation to Nina Vasquez. Unlike Nina, he grew up most of his life on the mainland. His family moved from Puerto Rico to New York City, then to Connecticut.
And then they came here to Meriden, Middletown, and that's kind of where I've had my story ever since. I'm the first from my family to graduate from high school to college.
Vasquez is a registered Democrat, and the issues that he cares the most about are housing and health care. As a Puerto Rican himself, Vasquez says he didn't have the opportunity to learn about his history until he made it to college. Now that he is finally eligible to vote, he also says the national campaigns have missed the opportunity to engage him on issues that matter to him.
You have people who don't even recognize Puerto Ricans as citizens. There's so much like normalized discrimination. You're seeing more media that's driven to address this and make people have like a deeper outlook on this.
One issue that he really cares about is racial justice.
This year, like we've seen more than ever, like with this time of like heightened racial injustice, we're seeing a large wave, at least of younger voters, like more inclined to vote.
But he's also concerned with what his local elected officials are saying, and especially how they are implementing policies that speak to him on a local scale.
It's things like this where they affect you in your local community, and people think that, you know, this is a presidential election, that, you know, this is why they have to vote. But realistically, the items on your ballot matter more of who you're voting for in the local level too, just as much.
For many years, the Latino vote was considered a so-called sleeping giant because of the assumption that Latinos in the U.S. engage less in politics. But Bianca Gonzalez Sobrino says younger voters are shifting that narrative. She's an assistant professor of sociology at Quinnipiac University. She says the Latino vote should not be considered as one large voting bloc, but rather one with many complexities and experiences.
We should be talking about individual ethnic groups within Latinos and looking at the trends of how they vote and also what their interests are. Because oftentimes in large political campaigns, we see particularly Democrats talking about immigration reform writ large, assuming that that's going to automatically be the key to unlocking what they call the sleeping giant.
She says many younger Latino voters are trending liberal.
More likely to vote Democrat, but however have also these feelings of not being necessarily included in these large-scale conversations.
Nina Vasquez says up to a couple of years ago, campaigns did not include Latinos in their national conversations, but all that is changing.
clearly, we do make some type of difference, and we do make something move, right, in the gears of this election.
She says she doesn't have a voting plan yet, but acknowledges that young Latinx voters are now the target of last-minute campaigning from both parties. Brenda León, Connecticut Public Radio.